The panel is going to focus across all of DoD procurement. Major weapon systems are a major part of the problem, but they are by no means the exclusive issue that we're facing. 60% of procurement in the DoD buys services, not hardware. And of the 40% that buys hardware, not all of it is major weapon systems, obviously. So we want to look at the entire spectrum of DoD purchasing.
That's a pretty broad and not an easy thing to do. Now, obviously, your goal here is to bring in experts, both internal experts, people who have experience with financial management, with auditing, with cost accounting, with procurement itself, and then bring in outside people as well. Talk about some of the plans as you go forward.
The first thing we want to do is build on the reams and volumes of reports that have already been done on this subject. There's been some great work done, and we don't want to reinvent those wheels. We want to take the work that's already been done and sharpen our focus to ask the questions about why were the recommendations in those reports not implemented. We want to sharpen our focus by bringing in experts, the program managers that have run this program, civilian employees who supported them, people in the uniformed services who have used the products we bought, vendors that have experienced various experiences with the DoD process, academics and scholars who have done work on this, forensic accountants, a lot of people that have perspectives on this. We want to hear from all of them.
And as you said, the goal here, the end goal, is not to just to submit another report, but actually actionable items.
Yes, so our end goal is to write law that will help fix this problem, beginning with the present year authorization. You know, the Senate has a very active proposal made by Senators McCain and Levin. We certainly want to use their work as a starting point and be prepared to confer with the Senate, produce some law in 2010. And beyond that, it's our hope to have a more comprehensive solution to these problems in the 2011 authorization bill.
Let's start with some of your initial plans. You have your kickoff meeting. You had the organizational meeting for the new panel just this past week. You announced the first meeting, or I don't think it's a hearing, but really to come down to agree on a taxonomy, a glossary, if you will. Talk about how that's going to work and then what comes next.
The committee's going to look systematically at five questions. The first question we're going to look at is how can we quantify the shortfall that exists between the money we're spending and the value that we're getting. The second question we're going to look at is why does that shortfall exist? What are the causes of the gap between the value we're getting and the money we're spending? The third question we're going to look at is institutional and cultural pressures that help to create that gap within the department, within the services, within the Congress, within the political system. The fourth question we're going to look at is what theories or what ideas have been advanced that would fix the problem. And then the fifth question we're going to address is which of those recommendations are we prepared to embrace and put into the law. That's the way we're going to proceed, and we would wind up with legislative proposals that we hope would fix the problem.
Why do you believe that it's legislation that needs to fix the problem as opposed to policy change or the greater big cultural change within DoD? Because, I mean, legislation, again, we have plenty of it on the books. I don't think anyone will argue that. But obviously, this is still happening. There's still problems.
I think if the prior legislative efforts had been successful, we wouldn't have the problem that we do. We wouldn't have $295 billion of cost overruns on major weapon systems alone. So I'm not faulting those who come before us, but I think the record's rather clear that the present law doesn't fix the problem.
Right, but the argument could be made that the future law won't either, so why not address it through policy? I guess that's my broader question.
Well, you know, because I don't think policy has much impact if it doesn't have the force of law behind it. Policies come and go as secretaries come and go, as assistant secretaries come and go, as administrations come and go. And we want to make change that is sensible and permanent, so that, again, our uniformed personnel and those who support them have the very best that they need, and that our taxpayers are getting 100 cents of value for every dollar that we spend.
You brought up the cost overrun issue, and I know that was a recent GA report, and I've heard that number come up a number of times. But isn't it the number itself, does that really capture all the problem? Because cost overruns they seem to be wide as long in terms of what is a cost overrun. I mean, if DoD estimates a cost at $10 billion, and then they make some changes because of scope creep, and then all of a sudden it becomes $15 billion, that's a $5 billion cost overrun, when in fact, maybe it's not. Maybe they had some technology changes or realized they didn't set the requirements right, which goes back to other issues of training, of policy, of oversight, as opposed to, well, we have wasted money.
That's a really good question, and that's why it's the first question we're going to ask. When I say we want to quantify the scope of the problem, that's what I mean. It's quite possible that $295 billion number either overstates or understates the problem. It may overstate the problem because the overruns may be created by the Congress or by the DOD itself because we weren't prepared to ask for what we should have asked for in the contract. Or it may understate the problem because there may be other costs that are not accurately picked up by that number. So we want to begin with the question I think you very wisely asked, which is what's a fair measure, what's a fair metric for measuring the gap that exists between the value we're getting and the money we're paying.
And then finally, I guess just around this subject, is you had laid out potentially March 30th for your first hearing. What is that going to potentially cover?
The first hearing is going to cover the question of how to quantify the gap between the value we're getting and the money we're paying. We're going to start with that first question and call in witnesses that can help us create the proper measurement tool to understand what that gap is.
Do we have any idea of who some of those witnesses will be or from what areas of expertise?
We're certainly going to look to people that have done a lot of scholarly or research work in this area, who have a lot of depth, but we're not prepared at this point to name the specific names of the witnesses.